One Radio Free Santa Fe with Florence and Machine and their latest. It's called No Light, No Light. Eurythmics going a while back and brand new music from Patti Smith starting us all off with April Fool, which kind of ties in a weird way with what we're going to talk about right now. Joining us in the studio is Cindy Kahn, and she's with Creative Santa Fe, which is a new organization. And first of all, the connection would be that when Louis Grouchos was at Site Santa Fe, years ago in 97, he brought Patti Smith to perform here for a benefit.
I was wondering about the April Fool connection.
Yeah, it wasn't okay, the song. No, totally off on that. But tell us, Cindy, what is Creative Santa Fe?
Well, honey, Creative Santa Fe is actually not a new organization. We are a rejuvenated organization with the mission of dedicated to the growth and vitality of our region's creative economy. We have several established and ongoing initiatives to invigorate Santa Fe's artistic and cultural scene.
And this is some way being used to not just invigorate the cultural scene, but also economically too, isn't
it? Absolutely. One of our primary goals and objectives is to really spur the economic scene in Santa Fe through the use of creativity and culture. Our primary initiative is called the Imagine Futures Initiative. And our acronym is IF, sort of the idea of if we try new things, then what will happen? And so we're going to explore all sorts of different ways to use culture to impact the economy in Santa Fe. And in culture, we're using a very broad definition that'll include science, art, architecture, food, design, music, film. Look at all those different aspects of culture to see how we might really encourage the growth of Santa Fe in a really positive way.
Now, you have an event. This is, I guess, your first event of this series. It's coming up on May 12th. It's called Evolve or Die. And what is it? What does it mean, Evolve or Die?
So Evolve or Die is actually the title of the keynote talk that will be given by Eddie Friel, who I'll tell you a little bit about in a minute. But Evolve or Die generally we'll address specific issues of economic growth through arts and culture, and we're bringing experts from Buffalo, New York, and Glasgow, Scotland, to Santa Fe to describe strategies that have worked for those cities of economic regeneration through arts and cultural initiatives.
And Louis, who I was referencing earlier, he's going to be here.
Yes. So we are bringing a whole team from Buffalo, New York. Louis Grouchos was, of course, at Site Santa Fe. He's now the executive director of the Albright Knox Art Gallery in Buffalo. And he has helped us put together a panel and a keynote speaker for this event. Our keynote is Eddie Friel, who's originally from Ireland. He's had more than 35 years of experience in both the private and public sectors of the tourism industry in the United Kingdom, the U.S., and Canada. Eddie is amazing. He's recognized as one of the key figures in transforming the Glasgow, Scotland economy from a decaying industrial city to a major tourist destination, which if anyone has been following what Glasgow's doing now, they're just one of the preeminent cultural cities in the world now. And so he will be coming. And then we're also bringing Mary Roberts, who is the executive director of the Martin House Restoration Project in Buffalo, which is the largest Frank Lloyd Wright project in the country. And she is really, really interested in getting organizations and nonprofits to work together and kind of break down the silos of, sort of nonprofits groups and working together to make a much broader impact on the region's economy. And then Matthew Mayer, who is an architect based in Buffalo, who really focuses on adaptive reuse of city buildings in mixed-use residential projects. He's one of the key architects for art space projects. He's done a major piece in Buffalo. He's now currently working on an art space project in El Paso, Texas.
I was really interested. I was reading about him, and he had a project called El Barrio, and that's affordable live workspace for artists in New York City.
Yes. And so one of the main things that we're doing in conjunction with this Evolve or Die weekend is we are bringing an evaluation team from Art Space, which is the leading operator of affordable workspaces for artists in the U.S. So we are collaborating with the City of Santa Fe, the Santa Fe University for Art and Design, and the National Endowment for the Arts to bring the Art Space group here over this next weekend, the Evolve or Die weekend, to evaluate if Santa Fe is the right type of place for a live work space, and also if so, what area is the ideal place to put that type of a building and a project together in Santa Fe. One of the main things I want to emphasize right now is that we are having a public forum, a public discussion at the Landon Meeting House on Friday. She had written it down. On May 10th from 5 to 6:30. And we invite anyone and everyone who is interested in this really important topic to join us for that discussion.
Now, the event that's going to be on May 12th, this is going to be at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium from 5 to 6:30. And this is open to the public, I believe, $10 in advance.
Open to the public, $10 in advance. We are expecting it to be sold out probably in the next couple of days. When I checked, I think we had about 40 tickets left. So I strongly encourage people to call the Lenzig box office to get their tickets today if they're interested in coming. We're also having a cocktail reception following the lecture for anyone who goes to the lecture at the museum, so they can meet and greet Lewis, Eddie, Mary Roberts, Matt Mayer, and just talk more with Creative Santa Fe and with our guests about what we're doing and kind of the long-term vision of Creative Santa Fe.
Well, if you want more information about Creative Santa Fe, you've got a really nice website.
Well, that's Laura Carpenter is our creative director and has just done a fantastic job of getting all that information out on the website.
And is that just creativesantafe.com or?
creativesantafe.org. And Santa Fe is all spelled out.
So you can check that out to get more information about Creative Santa Fe. And once again, their first event in the series is going to be Evolve or Die. And that's going to be on Saturday, I believe, May 12th, 5 to 6:30 at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. $10 in advance. And as you said, you should probably get on it right now by calling the Lenzig box office. And that's 988-1234. Cindy Kahn, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, honey.